Two critical pieces of information that we needed players to understand were simple to state, but not so easy to convey, that players were playing as Alex Vance, not the Gordon Freeman they've played in all prior Half-Life games, and that Alex is going to speak, unlike Gordon. These probably seem obvious to you now, but until we focused on them, it wasn't obvious to playtesters. Ensuring that everyone realized they were playing as Alex was something we decided to hit with the biggest hammer we could, and name the product after her. But even with that, we were very careful in Eli's video call to ensure it's reinforced immediately. Olga, the character introduced here, was added to further drive it home by calling out when the player exits the elevator. Olga is the first character the player meets in person, and her dialogue here, and again ahead in the alley, is aimed at driving home the fact that she's conversing with the player, and that the disembodied female voice the player hears is Alex speaking back. This was harder to convey in Eli's video call, because it already features Russell speaking off-screen, whereas in this scene, there's clearly no one else around in the conversational space other than Olga and the player. Without Olga, we found that, even though they had already spoken to Eli and Russell over the video call, playtesters still didn't feel like they were Alex.